Chapter 31. The sun shone through my kitchen windows. The day was calm and serene, making the violence of last night seem like simply a bad dream. Pat, Jackie, and I sat at my table, enjoying coffee and a plate of shortbread I had baked using the recipe Miss Anne gave me. Pat shook her head and squinted her eyes as she stared at me, a sure sign that she was not happy. "So, Ned, do you have a death wish or something?" she asked. I studied my napkin and continued pleating it into a lovely ruffle. "Why would you ask a silly thing like that?" "She means you insist on getting involved in first one scrape and then another," Jackie said. They were, of course, referring to the part I played in the drama at the Carver Farm last night. Frowning, I said, "I know what she means, but if I had told you about Myra's invitation, you would have tried to talk me out of going or insisted on coming with me. As it turns out, neither of those things would have been a bad idea," Pat said. "We're just alarmed for you, Ned," Jackie said in a softer tone. "You could have been killed last night just as poor Myra was. You really need to use more caution. Promise you will in the future." Drawing a deep breath, I said, "Okay, I promise. I just didn't want to involve anybody else. If you had gone with me, it wouldn't have changed the outcome, and you would have been in danger." "Just as you were?" Pat asked. "I felt that I was," I admitted. "But really, I don't know that I was. Myra's murderer might have just wanted me to find her body. He was probably out of the maze by the time Jules found me. Gerald said that Mo Decker is loose, but I don't think he has ever been murderous," Pat said. "He's mean as the devil would want him, but what reason would he have for murdering those three women?" I shook my head. Pat gazed into space. "This makes three murders. Bad things happen in threes. I hope that nobody else who is concerned with this will die. This month and its two full moons is almost over. I'll be so glad to see April get here." "Let's hope," I said. "Pretty soon we are going to run out of suspects." Jackie took another sip of coffee. "Jules Thatcher was certainly Johnny on the spot last night. Do you think he could have killed Miss Evangeline as well as Lila Fletcher and Myra? Maybe he was only pretending he didn't know about Myra, just to appear innocent." Pat looked horrified. "Not Jules Thatcher, Jackie. How could you think that? He's Greta's cousin, and there's not a nicer person in the world than Greta."
"He isn't Greta's cousin," Jackie said. "He's her husband's cousin. Besides, he may have had a motive. Judson Carver took his family's home way back when, and his father died shortly after. Jules and his mother had a hard time making a living, all thanks to Judson Carver."
"If you are saying that could be a reason to murder Miss Evangeline, I don't think so," I said. "If he had such a murderous resentment, why didn't he kill her a long time ago? Why stay on at the farm? He even told me there were times he and Miss Evangeline shared a nighttime glass of wine. That doesn't sound to me like he hated her."
"Maybe he was just biding his time," Jackie said. "Maybe he's been laying his plans all these years. You know how an old grudge is. It festers and grows and sometimes doesn't ever go away."
"I agree with Pat," I said. "He may have saved my life last night. He followed me into the maze and guided me out. I'm grateful to him." I put my piece of shortbread on my napkin. It wouldn't go down past the lump in my throat. "Ron said that Judson Carver made some sort of trust, but there was a fire during Ron's dad's time, and now he doesn't have a copy of it," I said. "Judson's copy may have been destroyed, or it may be in his house somewhere. If only I'd had time to look behind that loose brick in the fireplace."
"What?" Pat yelled. "What about a loose brick in the fireplace?"
Too late. I realized I hadn't shared that particular escapade with my friends. Neither had I told Cade. I was afraid none of them would understand, but confession was good for the soul. I don't know how good it was for friendships, but I confessed I had taken lasagna to the Carvers and had nearly been caught by Mick Morrow. Jackie shook her head as I finished my tale. "The only thing to do, Ned, is to tell Cade and see if he can get a search warrant for the place.
The trust could be hiding anywhere in the house. It may not be important at all. It's old. Would have to be.
Pat shook her head. Kate can't call for a search warrant unless he has a good reason. Now, I'll admit that loose brick sounds suspicious, but Ned, you'll have to tell Kate how you know it's there.
I realize that, I said. He's already told me to leave these murders to law enforcement, so I think I'll just live with a guilty conscience and not confess any more misdeeds.
Pat looked at me and shook her head. You know, you might feel a lot better if you'd quit chalking up so many misdeeds. Then you wouldn't have anything to confess.
True, I had quite a bit to tell Cade if, someday, I deemed it the best thing to do, but I really had no control over the unexpected arrival of just one more problem that happened after Pat and Jackie had gone home, and in broad daylight, too.